Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football playoff, college football weekend recap, I'm sorry, at 7:15. But right now, Adafi Owe is looking like a different football player in Los Angeles right now. Ed, how you feel about that?
We've seen this movie before. I don't know what to think about it, actually, except maybe that is the reason we can't muster a pass rush.
Yeah.
The first thing I would think of, because it is a little unusual to see guys, you know, leave the team and all of a sudden do what you swore he was never going to be able to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And happen quickly. So I don't know what to think other than that.
Has the defense been better since he left?
Yes.
So what does it matter? The defense has been better since he's gone. They got a safety. They were able to move Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm not saying the trade was.
Yeah. I'm just saying, because I think a lot of people go, see what they did?
Well, I think it's a bigger problem, though. It's not about just Owe leaving and who you got for him. I think the question would be, is there a problem with the way we're training with pass rushers?
Yeah.
That they go to another team. Like, it's not like he went off season and all of a sudden turned around. All of a sudden he goes to another team and it's. Something happened where he's looking much better.
Four sacks in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
This would be the second time that this has happened. Again, Za'Darius Smith choosing, and I don't think anybody faulted him, choosing Judon over Za'Darius Smith, and then he went off and had success. But I don't think this has been an issue with the Ravens. Like, we've been talking about them looking for pass rushers, but they've also been drafting at the back end of the first round, and it's like they've taken some chances on some pass rushers, just haven't worked out, whether it's the second round with Ajabo or the end of the first with Owe.
My argument is not that it's a trend. My concern is that it happened with him. I mean, because if he goes on to be a premier pass rusher, you drafted him, he was here, and he couldn't do that. I will ask a question, not because it's a trend, but what happened, what went wrong here? That's still my concern. If he goes on to have success, and I hope he does. I like Owe.
But they weren't going to pay him at the end of the year either.
They would have if he was successful before.
Maybe if they could.
With this productivity, they would have, because I don't think they would have made other decisions like maybe get Mike Green, like maybe some other things they've done. I think they had to do because he didn't pan out here. And let's keep it real. I mean, we still got to wait and see whether he's going to pan out. Mm-hmm. If he finishes the rest of the season, those only four sacks that he has with the Chargers, then I'm not going to say, see, I told you so. But if he continues to get to the quarterback and wreak havoc, then if you don't ask the question, what went wrong here? If you can tell me that, I don't believe you.
It's just odd to see such a quick difference.
Yes.
That's my only problem with
this. We're not talking about off-season.
Right. It wasn't like an off-season training program or the only thing, maybe because they have a better pass rush. And, you know, he's not getting as much attention.
I mean, if you think about, who is it, Khalil Mack now that came back on the other side of him? Could it be something like that? Maybe it's just, look, fresh chance and... They drafted him because he was a talented player.
Yes.
But does he put it together? And again, as I'm looking at it now.
Tupelotu?
Yeah. Tupelotu. Yeah.
He's got seven sacks already.
Yeah.
So he's got seven. Max got three. Always got four now. Maybe because they've got a much better pass rush that it just allows,
opens things up.
Opens things up for other people.
Also, some of it's been game flow. I mean, it's the Tennessee Titans who, for whatever reason, they got two defensive special team scores to start that game. Minnesota, who they just trounced on a Thursday night. Indianapolis, who came back and beat them. And then Miami, who I just checked, and they still stink. They beat Miami by two, if people remember that. Two.
29-27. I don't remember it. I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I get it. I don't have a problem when you move on from someone and they have success elsewhere. Like, I'm happy for you. Go do your thing because you got back a piece that you needed.
I'm happy for him too. However, if he goes on and becomes a premier pass rusher, it does make me at least curious about why he could not have been that guy here. I agree with you. This is not a trend to me.
Well, there have been a lot of guys that complain about this scheme.
I think Chuck Smith is a tremendous developer of pass rushers.
I do too.
However, Chuck Smith doesn't develop the overall scheme. He just develops the overall rusher.
Well, wasn't Judon the one complaining about it here? Hey, if you want me to go get you double-digit sacks, unleash me. Stop having me drop into coverage all the damn time or whatever. You know, and again, there's a give and take to it, but maybe I'm in the minority here. I don't have an issue. If Oway has success with the Chargers, I'm happy for you.
We agree. But it does make me curious as to why it couldn't happen here. If the same as a quarterback. Let's say you drafted Lamar, and the passing part never developed. And he goes on somewhere else, and he does what he's doing now with another team. I'm like, whoa.
Daniel Jones.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. Sam Darnold. Two perfect examples. Yeah. You mean to tell me right now, those teams that drafted him, the fan bases there aren't wondering, wait a minute, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Why can you do that here? Well, New York Jets fans aren't. They know exactly why.
They're supposed to.
They know exactly why. You know, because who did Jets kill?
Carl.
Jets killed Carl.
Carl had been dead for years.
Donald threw for 330 yards and 4 TDs last night.
He was, he completed his first 17 passes.
21 out of 24.
Was he in the game when they were up 30?
You're an idiot.
I thought it was Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, listen, y'all talking about pass rushers, man. Yeah. Thank God the Ravens didn't go out and get Parsons, man. $47 million for one tackle and your team lose to the Panthers at home.
Yeah, but he single-handedly won him a game 2 weeks ago.
I mean,
hey, yeah, hold on. Jeremy, how dare you? Use facts.
You didn't want to talk about
to
that one?
To back up his...
You just want to talk about this one.
No, it's all good. No, I'm going to start using more facts instead of, you know, going off emotions and everything like that. You know, so some things I can improve on. I've been working on my radio
more facts.
Adequacy.
That's
you know,
the line
all that
of the
stuff
year.
Like that. But, yeah, I want to get my prediction, too. You know,
give it.
What y'all think about the game tonight, man? I got it. Like, I know it's going to be a high-scoring game because of the Dallas defense, though, but... I'm not sold on the Cardinals and little Kyler Murray.
Well,
that's what Jerry Coleman used to call him, right? Little Kyler Murray.
Let me tell you a couple different things. First off, right now they don't have, at least the way it looks, they don't have Kyler Murray starting tonight. And I don't know if he's going to play coming off that injury or whatnot. He still has. Here, let me pull up.
But they talked about putting him in packages, which tells me he's healthy.
Which is weird, yeah. But the only thing I want to say, you know, Kyler Murray's from Texas.
The only thing I just want to say is that next year, Kyler Murray will be playing for the Oakland A's or the West Sacramento A's.
Hey, yeah. I don't know if you know this, Rashawn. Kyler Murray, I think, has played 9 games at Dallas' stadium. He's 9-0. Going back to high school. Yeah. College when he was at Oklahoma. Yeah. And then now the times he's been on the Cardinals here, he hasn't lost there. Ever.
So what you're saying is you putting all your money, yeah, that's going to be one of your bets tonight on the Cardinals.
He's not starting. We don't know what's happening yet. He's still questionable for the game, but every outlet that I look at has Jacoby Brissett starting.
He's not starting.
But the spread tells you he is. Huh?
Yeah, that spread is kind of tricky right now. It is trying to, you know, basically saying that he's, you know, you might start, might play. So they should get fined. Didn't the Ravens get in trouble for this last week, right?
No, that's not why the Ravens got in trouble. The Ravens got in trouble because they allowed Lamar Jackson to be on a scout team, and then they ruled him out of the game.
After he practiced.
Yeah,
that's, oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
He practiced in full.
So the other thing, too, with this, and the reason why I'm picking Arizona, is that the line hasn't moved. It got to 3, mm-hmm. and 80% of the public is on the Cowboys. And it's not moving. It's just staying there. And some of it might be a fluctuation. Once, if Kyler Murray gets announced in, maybe you see the line change a little bit. I don't know. But I am going to take Arizona plus the 3. It just, the line stinks to me.
Rashawn, before we get you out of here, who you got?
I got the Cowboys in the high-scoring game, 43-35.
Mm.
You know, and I think this is going to be a statement game for us tonight, man. Get back
man,
on track.
How many statements y'all making? You make more statements than a politician, Cowboys. You've had six statement games.
Tonight. This is a real statement game. We're going to get back on track tonight because we got the Cardinals tonight and we got the Raiders next week. So,
on a little winning if you streak, beat you know? The Cardinals and the Raiders, you've made a big statement. Whoa. By the way, this new computer system over here,
mm-hmm.
I love it, man. It's one mouse, it rolls over for me.
Oh, really? To the other screen?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I only got one computer, though. Is that part of your deal? My contract's up next year. I want two computers. That's what I want.
I haven't turned his computer on in about 8 years.
Give me your computer, too.
You can have it. It just gets in my way.
And it'll be weird when I go over and just start leaning over him, typing look while he's talking. Just
one mouse.
Let's see.
I'm liking it. I'm digging it, man. 410-583-1057. Shovels. Yes, sir.
I know Ed sent the text about Joe Flacco. Do you know what he's done in his last four games?
Know what?
Goodness gracious. 1,241 yards, 11 touchdowns, one interception in four games with the Bungles.
Yeah.
He's been killing it, man. But you got to throw it 70 times a game. You would be, too.
With these guys around, you got to kill it, too. I mean, hats off to them. I'm taking nothing away from them.
Well, the Bengals have invented losing now. It's like, what do we want to do?
There was a stat up here. Their defense is historically bad. Historically bad.
Remember when I said that in the offseason, they didn't do anything to fix it?
Yeah. I think we're the only team to score 38 points or more in a game and lose all the games since 1970.
It's so good.
It's like...
Shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, college football weekend recap. More job openings. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this manic Monday. Shovels at 7:30, but right now, college football. First of all, we cannot, I would be remiss to not to mention more job openings, including Auburn. Hugh Freeze, you should have stayed at Liberty University, buddy.
Mm.
That's where you should have stayed.
There's so many marquee programs. And like I'd still put Auburn in that mix because it's an SEC job. And I used to say it's an SEC job, not named Vanderbilt or Kentucky, but I think things have changed. But you've got Florida open, you got LSU open, you have Auburn open, Penn State still open.
Yep.
Who else? I mean, there's going to be more because there's a lot of disappointment and some of these teams that you expected to fare better than what they have.
And Auburn got off cheap. I think it's under $20 million to get rid of him.
Yeah.
They got off cheap.
Well, they got off cheap considering what Brian Kelly's getting.
That's my point.
But
You
don't ever want to pay somebody millions of dollars to just go away. But it got to feel nice to be able to do it.
I wanted to be in Louisiana when they fired him so I could be there doing this as I'm waving, smiling. I hate him. I hate him so much. Penn State looked like they didn't belong. How long is it going to take Penn State, Ed, to turn things around? I know college football, college athletics now, different world with the transfer portal. But with all the other programs around them doing well, what makes you want to transfer to Penn State other than the money?
I really don't know, honestly. Because this is a team that just, they have not been able to get it together just for whatever reason. And now they're just, you went from being like number two in the country to just like
irrelevant.
Suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Must be the money.
Yeah. They're 3-5.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Is that 5 in a row now they've lost?
Yeah. It's like ridiculous. 0-5 in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I thought about you watching that World's Biggest Outdoor Cocktail Party. I think you might be right.
Something's wrong with Georgia?
Something's wrong with Georgia, man. I think you might be. I know they won the game, but I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, yeah.
Florida was missing their best.
I thought Florida had them, actually.
I did, too. Like,
yeah.
Florida, for all the things that have gone on, were missing their best wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Then their next best wide receiver gets hurt in the first drive of the game, I think, or second drive, and he goes out. And then they're just hanging around in this game. And then, again, Georgia, they're just, from watching Georgia teams the past, what, 8 years easily?
Yeah.
There's something amiss with this team. Doesn't mean they're not going to get in the playoffs. I'm just telling you, your team's not winning anything
this
year.
It is funny you say that, but yeah. But they're fifth in the country. They're 7-1.
Yeah.
And they still just, I think Florida could have beat them yesterday. I don't get it.
When I say things like this, all I'm telling you is, depending on the matchup, but more than likely, I'll be betting against Georgia in their first bowl game.
But understand. I understand what you're saying. People are going to look at the record, look at the rank, and say, what are you talking about, Jeremy? No. There are levels to this. Georgia is in it to win the national championship, not to be ranked fifth in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like a national championship team. Having said that, Is Arch Manning beginning to find himself?
I said everybody wrote him off too soon.
Way too soon.
And hear me out on this, because somebody was asked me, what do you think of Arch Manning? I think he looks more like Cam Newton than he does Peyton or Eli, because he runs a lot more. He's athletic. He's physical. You see him take off. And even how he's reading defenses, he's got to get better, and the progression has to get better like it did for Cam, because when Cam first came in the league, where's my first read? Is he open? Nope, I'm running.
Yep.
Where's my first? Is he open? Nope, I'm running. And I feel like it's taken Arch a little while to get this, and he was so overhyped. But people are sleeping on it. I said this weekend for Texas, and they allowed those sons of bitches to come back in the game, was a statement game. And when they jumped all over him, I'm like,
Dallas Cowboys statement game?
No, it was different than that, because they actually won this one.
All right.
But no, like, you look at the Texas team, and we talked about them being one of the best teams in the country. They suffered two bad losses or two tough losses. Mm-hmm. The Ohio State loss isn't bad. It's bad how you looked in it,
but
right?
An in-conference loss.
Yeah, to, oh, God, who did they lose to? Was it LSU? Or no, Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yep,
they got upset
at Florida.
Yeah. So, like, again, I
which
still...
Which looks bad now.
Yeah. But they can still run this table and make it interesting.
They ranked 20th before. We'll see where they rank tomorrow, but beating the top 10 team helps well. Remember, okay, just like you said about Georgia, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, one of you guys said, it's good to have the U back. And I said, no, they're not back. That's not the U. That's not the U. That's not the U.
I meant SMU.
That's what I'm saying. Did you see SMU? The head Shooter McGavin partying with the guys back behind. They brought in Shooter McGavin.
Really?
Yeah, he's back there talking to him. He's partying up, and then, of course, they upset Miami.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah. And how about Tennessee? They're done, aren't they?
They can't stop a nosebleed.
Three losses. You got that one right. I thought they'd beat Oklahoma, and as you said, it just...
It's another one of those games where I looked at the money coming in.
Couldn't get off the field.
Yeah. And Mateer looked good in that game. But Tennessee just can't stop. Whenever they play someone of significance, their offense has to win the game for them, because they can't stop anybody.
What about Georgia Tech?
I called that
NC State loss, yeah.
Yeah, I called NC State upsetting them. Yeah. That was my top play this weekend. It's another game that when you look at it, you're like, oh, NC State's coming off their bye. Georgia Tech's rolling. Mm-hmm. They're going into their bye, and then they have Georgia coming up. By the way, Georgia Tech's going to beat Georgia's ass. Watch. Just watch.
I hope you're right.
They just got their wake-up call losing NC State. C.J. Bailey was all over the place.
They'll put them back in the playoffs. They beat Georgia. If they don't lose again and beat Georgia, they'll be back in the playoffs.
I think they're going to win the ACC.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Well, they also got Virginia's playing well, even though I think they stink. But when they start playing good teams, like we start hanging our hats on certain things, like, oh my God, they beat Florida State. And then all of a sudden, what happened to Florida State? What happened to Miami? I mean, Carson Beck, that dog don't hunt.
It doesn't hunt, man. It just don't. I mean, Kirby Smart tried to tell you that dude ain't the guy.
It's hard to listen to a guy that cuts his hair at home and Kirby Smart. I mean, come on, he cuts his own hair at home.
He's the guy from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd Christmas. And are we doing ourselves a disservice by not paying attention to USC?
No, because when they travel across time zones, they can't win.
Okay.
You're not. USC played like trash this weekend.
I didn't feel I did, but I wanted you to try to convince me that I was, but I don't...
Well, Dylan Raiola got hurt, and he's done for the season for Nebraska, but USC was playing like crap that whole
game.
When
he got hurt, did Patrick Mahomes feel the pain?
I think so. It's like the... what was the Cheech and Chong movie where they were the brothers, and when you hit the one, the Corsican brothers, when you hit the one, the other one felt it. So they're torturing one, and the other one just screaming his ass off. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not trying to be Pat Mahomes. I just do everything that he's done after he did it. Yeah. Okay, Dylan.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm giving it to the NFL Rules Committee. I've had enough.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. 7:31 in the AM. Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel today?
The NFL Rules Committee. They seem to change rules, significant rules, every year. And I don't know how much they improve the game. And sometimes I think they really screw up the game. And this year I really am not happy with. I don't like the kickoff rule. I think it's really stupid. Like we don't have enough offense. So now you basically get the ball on the 40-yard line half the time. Like, to me, it's really dumb. And then to compound that, you change the kicking ball. You give the team 60 balls at the beginning of the season. They can do whatever they want with them, condition them. They have less pebbling to reduce friction. So there's a lot of things they've done to these balls. And it does, according to what I read about this yesterday, it does give them 5 to 7 yards, I think, on average, conservatively 3 to 5, 5 to 7 pretty much in extra distance. And you've already shortened the field. Now you've made it easier for kickers to kick. Yesterday, you saw the record broken, 68-yard field going out by the Jags kicker. Like,
Little.
Why? Why do you keep doing this? And like,
I said this on, I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday when we were talking about it. Like, we were talking about the advancements in sports and Wemby and can anybody be better than this guy or that guy? And I said, they keep changing everything that I don't know why we're surprised. Like, kickers now, like, Tucker was the best kicker in all of football. There are guys now that are kicking 60-yard field goals plus routinely. Every time they have a chance.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. It's insane.
And 7 yards, 5 yards, is that's a huge advantage in a kick. Huge. It's like, why did you do this? I just don't get it.
Breaking news, the Eagles is traded for Dolphins linebacker Jalen Phillips. Well, that's good because of rumors that they were trying to get Myles Garrett.
Yeah, ooh. Send him to the other league, I wouldn't have a problem with it. That team would be loaded.
Yeah. Who gets your shovel?
My shovel goes to everybody on the Cincinnati Bengals not named Jamar Chase or Chase Brown. Well, because they were watching after the game, their defensive players laughing in the locker room, and Chase went after them and started fighting their own players.
Did they really?
For choking away a win. Yeah, they were laughing in the locker room. He just said, I'm effing sick of this. He said, finish the bleeping game, just end it. Just end the bleeping game. A frustrated Chase Brown when asked about the Bengals' 47-42 loss. He had it with this defense. What the F? Finish the effing game, guys. And back-to-back weeks, you lose 39-38 when you had a huge lead against the Jets. You came back, phenomenal comeback, and it looks like you're going to win the game. And then what? You give up what? That touchdown? Just insane. But I do like the fact that both of those guys spoke up. Jamar Chase said, it's not fun when you're losing. I'm going to stay in my lane. I don't want no defensive players coming to chew me out. But what the bleep am I doing? I'm doing, like, talking about the defense. It's historically bad.
It is historically bad. My shovel goes to Major League Baseball. And I know we've been praising them for the playoffs. And you know how when you're a liar, you think everybody's lying to you?
Yes.
But when you're petty, you think everybody else is petty. Mm-hmm. And I'm petty. So I think everybody else is petty. You know, Major League Baseball and ESPN, they ended their relationship for broadcasting Sunday Night Baseball. You know that, right?
Mm.
Yeah, this is over with. And who won the Gold Glove last night?
The gold,
any gold glove. You know any gold glove winners from last night?
No.
Why not?
Did they just announce it over the?
Exactly. They did it in the middle of football. Football games were on, and ESPN broadcast the gold glove winners.
Why wouldn't you do think that early that tonight?
You think that wasn't intentional pettiness?
Huh.
Do you honestly believe that wasn't intentional? Sunday Night Football is being previewed. The pregame show is on. And the only reason why I knew, because I was at Main Street Cigars and I look over to my left and I said, is that now? Is that going on now? I saw the three candidates. I'm like, okay, the finalists have been announced. No, the finalists, they was in the finalists and the winners. It happened last night. They buried it. Listen, you know, this is the trade deadline of football, so you can't do it Tuesday. You can't do it this Tuesday. But what's happening Wednesday? There's nothing going on Wednesday. Yeah. Why wouldn't you do it then? If that wasn't intentional, and again, when you're petty, you think everybody else is being petty. And that's me. I'm guilty of that. But it looked real petty to me. It was buried.
Yeah.
The Gold Glove winners came out last night. And on the heels of arguably the best baseball postseason in the last 25 years. Nobody knows about it because it was broadcast during Sunday Night Football.
Why would they do that?
Why would you do that, Karen? Why would you do
Why
that?
Why would they?
Why would you allow? Well, ESPN had the rights, and that's where they decided to put it. Yeah. Unreal. Let's go to Dump Truck Don. What's up, Dump Truck Don?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
My shovel goes to FedEx Field.
I don't think it's called that anymore, but go ahead.
I forgot Northwestville, whatever they call it now. Yeah, there's so many injuries in the same area. Like, RG3 and Jaden Daniels was, like, at the five-yard line on the same area, along with, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, I'm like that crush at the, in the aisle over there. Adrian Peterson, same area. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Kyle Allen, Chase Young.
You ain't lying. Yeah. We get it. You're not lying. It's the same areas over and over. You're not lying. Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up? What's up, y'all? Ed, you got us last night. You're Knicks, but
they did.
We talk about.
Yep.
Yeah, we got you Friday though, but yeah. We 5-1. We'll be back. Hey, look, I want to give a quick shovel, and this from the bottom of my heart. The FanDuel. Y'all cheated yesterday. Jeremy, I had a five-leg parlay. I put $25 on it. It was $3,200, all touchdowns. It went out on us at like 3 minutes in before halftime. The whole FanDuel shut down.
Oh, yeah, they had a big message.
And then it came back up after the game was over. They cheated last night, man. I'm going to get a lawyer, and I'm taking my
So hold on. You placed the bet, or you didn't get to place the bet? What happened?
I placed a bet, but after that, I couldn't see my bets. I couldn't see anything. It was just down.
It didn't disappear. It came back.
But it doesn't change your bet. Yeah. You knew what you bet.
It came back after the game was over. I could have cashed out.
I didn't understand what you're saying either.
I don't think, but first off, there's no guarantee that you get the cash out. I was telling somebody a story.
You mean the early cash out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this. Like, I'm team no cash out early. Like, again, understanding that some people want that. But would you? Like, when would
I get his frustration though? That I get it.
It's annoying when that happens.
Well, that's a big deal. Yeah,
it's more annoying.
I'm assuming some people play that way.
What, to try to cash out?
Yeah,
yeah. It's a stupid way to do it.
But I'm sure people do it though.
It's incredibly stupid to be the guys that put together parlays and just cash out all the time. You can ask Ken McCusick when he comes in. He'll tell you how idiotic it is.
Ron in Baltimore, what's up, Ron?
Hey, how you doing? I won barely tickets for the homecoming game, so this shovel goes out to Joe the call taker who failed to give me the tickets and disappointed my son. Thanks.
Oh man, Joe, you failed to give him tickets?
Ron, I'm not in control of that, so if you didn't look at your email and get it in time, that's not my problem.
Oh, Joe just said that's a you problem.
Ron,
feel sorry for your son. You wanted to go.
Sorry that happened, but I have nothing to do with that.
What the homecoming tickets?
Yeah, for this past Saturday. Remember we gave away tickets all last week?
Mm-hmm.
So he must have been one of the winners and didn't get the tickets. But again, this is what happens now. Like, we don't mail stuff out anymore, and we don't have a front desk where people come to pick it up. Everything gets emailed to you, like tickets, stuff like that.
And just a heads up to everybody, every time I get tickets now via email, I have to check my spam. It never comes to my regular email.
Which is something I say every single time.
You got to check
your spam folder. And I also tell everyone, if you don't get anything by Friday morning, call me at between 6 and 10 and I'll get it sorted out for you.
Give me yourself.
That's not my effing problem, Ron.
Yeah.
Have a coke and a smile and shut the hell up.
I don't have one ticket email to me that does not go to my spam.
You know, this Powder Puff girl mayor over here is very confident, isn't he? Is it Powder Puff?
It's just people like bitch and complain about tickets all the time. And I tell them, you need to check every single ounce of your email. It's not my problem.
I just, I'm proud of you for a young Eddie Murphy reference.
Yeah. I went.
that was deep in your folder there. Ken McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, World Series Classic. World Series recap up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I think Game 7 of the World Series was a good exclamation point, a mark on a tremendous postseason for baseball, Ed. I mean, it was supposed to end that way. It was so good that it wasn't supposed to go nine. It deserved extra innings. It deserved a one-out home run to tie it in the top of the ninth and move.
Yeah.
It finished the way it was played.
It did. It was exciting the whole way. We saw a lot of crazy things. There were some crazy calls. I mean, bad umpiring.
Mm-hmm.
Ball getting stuck in the outfield fence. It's just some unusual things. Kind of a crazy double play from the outfield. Extra inning games, the complete games, Yamamoto. It's just a lot of things happen.
And that's, you're just talking about the World Series. I mean, when you start going back, like that, one of the best World Series you could ever see. And you go back into the playoffs and start looking at these matchups. And
well, Scooble strikes now 12 people, whatever, in six innings. And then losing the game in the middle of the night after, what, 15 innings, 18, what the hell it was.
I mean, it's just, look, it's been incredible to kind of watch this. And it is weird, though, to look at, you know, two teams that I didn't want to see win. And the thing that I take away from it is, the guy that we least expected was the one that saves the day for the billionaire club, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers, who are trying to ruin baseball, according to Dave Roberts, with all the money they're spending. Well, you guys spent... Like, I love when people do that. If your team is the one spending all the money, it's like, why are you guys complaining? Everyone can do this. No, that's not how this works. Not everyone can do the same thing you're doing. But the fact remains that Miguel Rojas comes up and hits a piss missile down the left field line to tie the game, and then makes the play in the bottom of the ninth after the bases get loaded, and you're going, ha, like, this is incredible. It's incredible that that's the guy that actually helps them hang on to the victory.
Wasn't called on until game six for the most part. You know what I mean? He said he got the phone call from Dave Roberts, said, hey, I'm going to have to lean on you tonight. Okay. I got you. It was a tremendous postseason. Again, baseball, you know, to cap off a great postseason by, you know, going irrelevant with your Gold Glove winners on Sunday night in the middle of a football game was just dumb to me. But again, you couldn't control that because ESPN had those rights. I think some stars were born. Any players maybe that you were not, as you would say, I'm not familiar with the game. Are you familiar with them now?
It's hard for me because, like, I'm so knee-deep into fantasy baseball, daily fantasy prop bets, so I know all the guys. But I was very happy for Barger and Schneider, the kind of the transition that they were doing with righty-lefty matchups, that happened. I think Ernie Clement is great, and he's one of those guys, like, if you didn't realize it, he may have had the second-best OPS in the postseason, which seems crazy, but he had a huge game. Was that Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of them. But again, Rojas is the one that really stands out. But I also think for the Blue Jays, the people need to learn the name Trey Yesavage.
I was just going to bring him up. Yep. Because he took me by surprise.
He's a stud. He's an absolute
really
stud.
Yeah.
And I'm so angry that those damn Canadians have him on their team.
I mean, he's 22 years old. He's going to be around a long time.
They pitched him in a game that was, I mean, in so many important games, he got game one of the World Series, man.
Yeah.
A rookie who had started, a handful of times from got game one of the World Series.
He started three games.
Yeah.
Three.
It's insane. Yeah. So he's definitely the guy that you have circled, but everybody's going to know his name in a couple years.
I want to go way back to the beginning of the playoffs because Michael Bush, we forgot about him because he was eliminated against, the Brewers? Brewers eliminated him, right? Michael Bush had a tremendous postseason.
He was leading off. He had a couple of homers in that series.
Yeah, four home runs. Four home runs in the total postseason he had. You know, we kind of forget about that OPS of 1,100. He had, 34 home runs during the regular season, OPS over 850. I think a lot of people, even though the Cubs are a major market team, a lot of people around here aren't watching the Cubs.
No.
So it's good to see him perform in the postseason. I think the Cubs will be back. That's a good team, and they'll do something in the offseason to get back. But he's one of the players that kind of, I think, kind of introduced himself to the national stage. And I said it before, Ed, and I'll say it again. I think Vlad Jr., the guy that we see in the postseason, is not going to return to the Vlad Jr. that we saw before the postseason, who was a good player. I think now he elevates himself to one of the better players in the game.
Well, he started disappearing, though, didn't he? Because, like, we were talking about him. Like, he was a guy hitting 50 bombs, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he hit 30? Ooh, what's wrong with him?
Right.
He hit 30 home runs, and something's wrong with him? But, like, this seems like, as Rob said, he takes that huge step forward where maybe some people had him in that upper echelon of players in the league. But you know what it is. Getting to the World Series, performing the way he did, just incredible. And, oh, by the way, seven games. He had a double late in the game in game seven to go over 1.5 bases. Six out of the seven games over 1.5 bases. The only one he didn't was Yamamoto's first start.
But I was thinking about, you mentioned, I guess, just talking to postseason in general, right? How great it was. Just think, I mean, again, no rooting interest in any team here. Orioles weren't in it. The Mets weren't in it. Nobody I really care was. But think about who you got to see. Forget these. I mean, the Dodgers are just absolutely full of MVPs, all-stars. I mean, that's just an all-star team. But, I mean, Cal Raleigh, Skubal. I mean, just go on and on with these guys. Trey Savage, who I never got to watch during the season. Like, who the hell is this guy?
Didn't know how to pronounce his name when the playoffs began.
Right. Yes.
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm like, just all these people that you got to see. I mean, Ohtani and Yamamoto. And it was so much fun to see these really just super elite baseball players.
You know what? Did you know that Fernando Tatis Jr. Won his second Gold Glove last night?
No.
I know you didn't, because it was broadcast on Sunday Night Football.
I watched it.
It was, yeah, you watched it. Yeah, you watched it. I mean, I'm King Petty, and I'm telling you, I know pettiness when I see it. That, my friend,
was petty.
Was petty. World of Stupid at 8:30, but on the other side, Film Study Baltimore on a Monday morning with Ken McCusick up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.